How's it going, all of our human beings? Welcome back to another episode of What's the Biz with Adam and Liz. I'm your host, Adam.
And I'm your other host, Liz.
And we're joined today in the studio with a very special guest, Kevin.
Hello.
It's you. It's Kevin.
It's me.
I'm using our spare microphone because it's kind of like in video games, by the way.
I think you need to turn your gain down. Look at how big your lines are compared to mine.
That's true. Yeah, so I made a little setup. So, Liz, why don't you introduce our guest, or our guest introduce yourself while I adjust the gain?
I mean, I'm Kevin. I've known Adam since college, so that was what? How many years ago now? 8, 10, whatever years?
So I went to college in 2009. So 11 years ago?
Yeah, 11 years ago. It's a long time.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize you guys had known each other. I forgot how long ago that
was. Mm-hmm. I'm 32, I'm old.
Oh my goodness. You guys have known each other pretty much as long as me and Adam have been dating.
Pretty much, because we got together 2009.
Just a couple months before you went to college.
Yeah. But Kevin's in here. And he hasn't really listened to What's the Biz, even though...
Because I'm a jerk.
You are.
What kind of best friend are you?
I know, right?
But yeah. Okay. I don't think Landon's listened to it either.
But yeah, I was saying that I gave you the better mic because a lot like video games, you got a guest over. Are you really going to give your guest...
The crappy controller.
Really crappy controller. No, I'm going to give our guest the better controller and I will deal with
the crappy one.
Well, this microphone...
It's not a bad microphone. It's just not easy to work with.
Yeah, you got to
We use this microphone setup, this one. It's a $30 microphone. It is the Samsung something, Q4. It's a Samsung Q4. It's $30 on Amazon. And we used it from episode 4 to, I believe, 74.
We used it for a long time.
Yeah, on Games and Groceries.
And
so
we finally got the nice one.
Yeah, now we're using Rode Procasters, and it's just a lot cleaner. Yeah. That's the thing. It does make a difference. I mean, Liz, you talk.
Hello.
And I'm talking. And you can hear, you can definitely hear a difference. And I think, not sponsored by Rode whatsoever.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But if they're out there and they want to listen to this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. If Rode is out there, my name's Adam. I live at nowhere. But
yeah, we're not putting our address on here.
Yeah. But yeah, Kevin, you're visiting us for the weekend. And we explored Lancaster County a little bit.
Yeah,
found that comic store you didn't know existed and stuff like that.
Yeah, there was a new comic store. I'm not going to say what it is because then people will locate us. But
you already told them that we live near the Cartoon Network.
Oh, no. Fourth wall of comics. But there was you're a tabletop gamer.
And sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. And you found a new one. What's that called?
It's called Mansions of Madness.
And you got to explore a little bit. Is it good? Do you find it to be, enjoyable?
It looks like it'll be interesting, to say the least. Because you got to use, a mobile app along with the game.
Yeah.
So it's not just a board game.
So modern.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So it has, narrators and stuff like that to tell you how the story's going all that kind of stuff. And
dang.
Yeah, and then it tells you how to set up the board as you're playing it and stuff like that. So, you search something and you find it and it tells you what you found and stuff like that instead of having to search through a book to find what you or something like that. So
what makes a bad tabletop game in your opinion?
I definitely have friends that make tabletop games and stuff like that. Yeah, I have a friend that goes to conventions for it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's not knowing what it's for the
how
player.
To build it.
Yeah, or either how to build it or if you have to look up rules all the time or something like that. If you can't just start playing it and kind of figure it out as you go, a lot of people just don't, feel for it. So,
yeah, because I've played a decent amount of tabletop games. I don't think I've ever walked away from one and thought man, that was a bad experience. But I don't think I've played enough.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a lot like movies. You watch enough movies, you're going to run into some stinkers.
Yeah.
But if you only watch, select few blockbusters, you're pretty much being all movies are good.
Yeah. And also the same thing with video games where you have the first time you have all these bugs you get to work out and stuff like that. Same thing with tabletop games. You have all these rules in the first editions that you have to figure out for the next edition to figure out what didn't work, what did work, that kind of stuff. Plus, new studios won't really quite know what they're probably doing as much as studios have been around for a little bit. So,
no, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, talking about video games, man, I I'm trying to think about, like, has there been a video game that's just so bad that, like, recently, I don't know if I played one yet that I'm just like,
no.
You know, it's funny. And I texted you, Kevin, about this. It's shocking because I was playing for the first time ever Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah.
That game controls like garbage.
Yeah.
It is hot garbage. Like,
people love it.
People love it. And I that's the thing. The story is fantastic. Yeah. I think Super Mario Sunshine really shines through.
Oh my God.
What bothers me the most about Super Mario Sunshine is that it is a platformer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a gamer and you listen to this, a platformer pretty much means that you jump from platform to platform in some levels.
Yeah.
It has platforming elements to it. But what happens in the original GameCube version, I think Nintendo is going to remaster Super Mario Sunshine. I hope they fix this.
This year, actually, I've heard they're going to be doing like a lot of remasters this year because it's the anniversary this year.
Mm. Yeah.
So
It's a rumor, but...
A lot of rumors.
Like, yeah.
A lot of rumors.
But the one thing I want them to remaster, and this is what bothers me, whenever you get onto the platform, you can't tell where you're going to land because Mario, once he lands, he will skid forward an inch, right? So you can never really tell where you're going to land and if it's going to be a good landing.
Yeah.
Because it's just like... Boop.
And off there you go.
Adam can only play Super Mario Sunshine for like 20 minutes at a time. He's like, I can't. And then he goes off and he plays NBA. I'm like,
yeah.
So I mean, same thing basically with like Donkey Kong was like another game. Where it's like
yes.
Very much you have to land it perfectly or you're going to fall off an edge.
And it's just like, come on, dude. Like,
rage quit.
Really.
Yeah, pretty much.
And that's what I think modern video games really fix. It's just like, it's not that we got rid of platformers. I think we've improved platformers.
Yeah.
In terms of the way you can develop a game nowadays, you can really make a precise jump. And that might sound nerdy, but I think it's just
But it's frustrating when you constantly are sliding off the edge and dying.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to enjoy anything? But
if you have to keep regenerating.
Even as an example, you have like Super Mario Sunshine versus like Super Mario Odyssey.
Yes.
Where everything is like very pristine landing and like you can land no problems like that. So.
And Super Mario Odyssey came out 2017, right?
Yeah.
2017. So
the Switch came out, same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because that came out. But I've been playing a lot of like older games. Like right now I'm playing Destroy All Humans. But yeah, like I'm making a more appreciation of just older video games and just kind of how times have changed, even just the attitudes of the areas around us. It's just kind of like you play Destroy All Humans and it's so goofy and a lot of poop jokes in it.
Yeah.
Whereas games are more refined.
Oh, yes. Less poop jokes these days.
I mean, really? Yeah. Like you don't see
in style.
Yeah. You know.
It's weird how, like, you can play something or watch something, watch a TV series or a movie. I mean, talk about movies. In the early 2000s, attitudes have changed. Comedies in the early 2000s were just...
Rough.
They were rough. I mean...
Watchable now still, but
the
still you have to
My thing
learn.
Is the comedy movies today are so much more raunchy.
They are.
Like, when we were younger, comedy movies... Now, given I wasn't watching, like, rated R comedies, but, like, just the regular, like, rom-coms were just easy watching, whereas now they feel this need to be so raunchy.
Yeah.
And if anyone listens to this and listens to Games and Groceries, like, I don't do raunchy humor. I don't think it's funny. I don't find it enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that I'm a prude or anything. I just don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't get it. So that's my problem with like comedies today is that even like the rom-coms, like they always have to have this raunch element. I'm like, why? Like this makes it so much less enjoyable and it narrows the market. Like I enjoyed, now I don't remember the name of it.
Was it recent?
No, it was the one that they're like, oh, it's the male version of Bridesmaids.
Man, I can't remember.
I don't remember it now. But
so it wasn't recent though? Like within the past?
No, it was the one that came before Bridesmaids that I watched with my dad.
It wasn't Hangman or
Hangover.
Hangover, yes.
Yes. Hangover. I really liked that movie, and I didn't find
it
to
Hangman.
Be... got Hang, and that got me.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed that, and it wasn't a very raunchy movie and I enjoyed it and I thought it was good.
Whereas Bridesmaids.
And then everyone's like, oh, well, Bridesmaids is like the female version of Hangover. I was like, okay. And mm-hmm. I watched it and I hated that movie. And my parents loved it. And I'm just, and they're like, oh, it's so funny. I'm like, it is not funny. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone disagrees. Like, that is a very unpopular opinion to find Bridesmaids not funny.
Yeah.
Hate that movie. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. I don't
females have this need to suddenly like be like men and have gross jokes. It's like, why do we need to be gross? Like, I am perfectly fine being a lady and exactly. not yeah. making jokes about poop and farts and drunk. And I don't know. It's just, I don't yeah. know.
Kev, what do you think about raunchy movies? Like, what's your, what is the line for you when you're just like, eh, is it Bruno? Like,
I mean, for me, like, well, especially like any sort of movie, it has to have something where it's like some sort of, I can't do like a Napoleon Dynamite. I can't just do like a movie where it's just like
so blatantly supposed to be like, funny,
like funny and just like dumb. Like it has to have some sort of like.
Same. Like I can't do like Adam loves Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. I cannot watch Anchorman to save my life.
Oh yeah. No, like, I love Anchorman.
When they're, it's like they're trying. Yeah, it's like. It's one thing when it's like Amanda Bynes.
Assemble!
But it's like one thing when it's like Amanda Bynes and it's like, it's just funny comedy. Like, it's just like situational funny. Whereas like stuff like Anchorman, it's like,
it's a shame.
Trying to be funny and I don't find it funny.
Yeah. It's a shame that Amanda Bynes can't do more. And I think she had the meltdown, right?
She had the meltdown. She did. Yeah, now she's like in design school, I think, or something.
Really?
She's in school. She's went through rehab and she's clean and healthy now.
Yeah.
But she's not in acting anymore. She's going to school for
fashion.
Yeah, she's a fashion major.
Good for her.
But what I actually read an article, it was that She's the Man is really what started it. She did not like how she looked as a boy.
Hmm.
And it kind of like just messed destroyed her self-esteem and shit kind of went downhill from there.
Come and kiss the mic.
I don't want to. It's very hard. I have a hard enough time talking to you three. Like, now I have to look at both of you.
No, right?
Yeah.
I'm not in the room. I should have been sitting where you're seated.
Probably, yeah. I just took... So the other thing is that if you watch Games and Groceries, we have little stools, but we also have a little chair in the corner that's like made of wood and has little sharp corners. So I was just like, I will take the crappy microphone. Not the crappy, but like our backup microphone and our backup chair.
I like that chair. I made it with my own two hands. When I refurbished it.
I appreciate it, but it's like there's a knife in the back of my thigh.
Well, why are you sitting like that?
Because I can. I'm an American.
I'm going to tell you then.
Yeah.
I tried to soften the corners a bit.
Yeah. Well,
but it's a square seat. Like, you can't, it's a square.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be square.
But but were we done with the Man in Binds? Were we going on something else?
No, I was just sharing.
Yeah, no.
Actually, I cut off Kevin's story.
So. Oh, yeah.
Which is like the whole like dumb movie. You have to have like...
Yeah,
like
oh, yes.
It has to have some sort of substance. It can't be just a dumb movie. Like, it has to have a point. Like, I had friends like, you have to watch Anchorman 2. I'm like, I'm not watching. If you put it on, I will walk out the house because I'm not going to watch it.
Same. Yeah.
And then so finally my friend's like, well, fine. How about I just show you the funny parts and just like clips?
Yeah.
And so I agreed to that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like the funny clips that he thought were hilarious.
Was this Anchorman 2 that you
Anchorman
saw?
Anchorman 2, yeah.
I had to sit through Anchorman with Adam.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you have to watch. I was like, all right, fine.
Loud noises!
Plus, it's like nothing against Will Ferrell, but I'm just not a Will Ferrell fan.
Me neither.
Yep.
And
see, me and you should be best friends. I don't know why you're friends with him.
Sorry, Adam, get out.
Dang.
Me, her, and Floki are just going to hang out. See you.
I'm over here like saying,
but that's why this works. That you're his best friend, but we get along and it's great.
Yeah,
exactly.
Adulthood is great.
What?
Adulthood is great.
Oh, I thought you're like, it's great. I don't think it's great. I'm like, wait, what?
No, adulthood is great.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was confused. Like, I thought we were.
It's good that you have a lot of friends because I only have one.
Yeah, and she's coming over next weekend.
She's gonna be next week, but I only have one like my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I get along with all your friends, so it's nice because like I have other friends.
Yeah,
because I'm an adult who's not good at making friends.
That's the weird part.
So I just adopt your friends.
That is the strange part. Not the strange part, but you know, you always heard as a kid that like it's harder to make friends once you get older, and it's so true.
It is.
Like in high school, it's just like you. You do nothing but make friends. In college,
you don't have a choice because you're with these people all.
Well, yeah, I was about to say, like, you're kind of like stuck in a room with all these people. You have to get to know them.
You have to get them to know them.
Out in the real world, you just, unless you like work with somebody or something like that, you just aren't in a building with
them. But even for me, like, when I was in high school, I had friends at school, but I was very uncomfortable bringing my school friends home. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I had one friend that I brought home. Other than that, my school friends are my school friends. Like, I didn't hang out with them really outside of school.
Same here.
And same thing with work. Like, I was acquaintance. I was friends with you at work. You're my best work friend, but I don't want to bring you into my personal life. Whereas Lane is my only friend, one that has lasted since childhood. Like, me and Lane have been friends from day one. We don't remember when we started being friends. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's just how it's been. And we met at church. So it wasn't like it was school or work. It was, she's just always been there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas work, school and work friends, I don't know. I've always struggled with that. So I think that's why I struggle having friends as an adult, because as an adult, you're supposed to get your friends from work. And I don't like bringing friends. Now I don't even work with any. Yeah. Other people, really.
That's the thing. It's like I can hang out with people I make friends with in high school and college. I don't think I could hang out outside of work with my coworkers. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's a different vibe.
Well, my problem, at least at my age, it's that you're either
I forgot
Adam.
This.
Oh no,
and
my
your flashlight is on. You're just a mess.
Okay.
But for me, at my age, like I'm in my mid to late 20s, and girls my age are either married and on their first or second kid. Or they're still partying,
yeah.
Which, again, me and Lane are very different. I'm like the clear definition of opposites attract between me and Adam and me and Lane.
Yes.
Yeah. Adam's like, yes. But that's different because we've been friends forever.
Yeah, kind of grew into each other.
Kind of thing. And we just kind of accept each other the way we are. But to make a friend with someone now, it's like, I'm friends with you at work, but for us to hang outside, it's very different.
Yeah.
And so, like...
Plus, you're more tired.
I'm always tired. I'm always tired all the time.
All the time.
Well, plus you have those work friends, and then it's like if you're going to hang out outside of work, what are you going to talk about? Work?
Exactly.
So like, it's like, so you leave work to go talk about work. So exactly. It's just like,
yeah.
So it's, I don't know, it's just strange. And I'm not very good at keeping up with friends. And I think making a new friend, they'd take that offensively. Yeah. And it's like, no, I'm just really bad. Like, I have best friends from college that I love, and I keep up with their life on Facebook, but I never talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Or even like me and Adam, like, we have like every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, what's going on? We've had like a couple of weeks where we talk a lot. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't hear from him for like 4 months, but that's totally fine because I'm like, if anything happens, I'll see him on, you know, Facebook or something.
Yeah, like me and Lane will talk to each other. Like, we'll catch up every month, like at least once a month we text each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like, I know when I was in college, I pretty much like stopped being friends with my best friend from high school.
Mm-hmm.
But we caught up like towards the end of our college years, like I think my junior senior year we caught up again to go see the musical at our high school. Mm. And it was like nothing happened. Like, it was, we didn't have the fight that kind of drifted apart. We just got back together and it was like nothing changed. We were like,
mm-hmm.
We were mean. We became friends because we were like hating on someone together. But that's what we would do. We would like sit at the school concerts and be like, stop. Like, we would just make fun of people.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what we did when we got back together. We went to the musical. We're like, what? It's so funny. So that's like, it's like nice when you have that type of friendship where it's like, anytime
it's low maintenance.
When you get back together and it's like nothing. And that's how me and Lena are like,
yeah,
we've gone like almost a whole year not seeing each other and nothing changes.
Yeah, exactly.
The friends I usually drop are the friends that you're only friends because of one inside joke.
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
And it's just like, hey man.
Or it's
remember that thing?
Remember that thing?
Specifically like, high school where you only had that thing in common that you went to school together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I'm friends with one person from my high school, and he was in my wedding, John. Like, that's the thing. One friend from high school.
Yeah.
And he's that best friend that you've brought into adulthood, you know, like me and Lane.
Yeah.
Like, you and John haven't known each other as long,
mm-hmm.
but it's that same situation where it's just that one person that kind of stuck.
Yeah. My friend in that situation, you know, since childhood, not friends anymore. And it's just drifted. That's it.
Yeah, that's really all it is.
Yeah, most of the time, I don't know if I've ever dropped a friend, like, because
of a fight or something.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was just, like, we're on two different paths now, and that's it.
I mean, kind of what happened with me and my high school best friend, we kind of had a little, not a fight, but it was kind of like a tiff. Like, she was getting a little jealous that I wasn't talking to her as much, and I was hanging out with my college friends, and...
Yeah.
Because we had, originally, of course, we were in high school, we made this commitment to talk to each other and hang out, but, like, I wanted to get integrated with my roommates and everything, and she would get like annoyed that I wasn't talking to her, and so we kind of had like a little disagreement and we kind of just dropped. But then, like I said, we got back together a couple years later and it was fine, and we still like, I keep up with her on Facebook, and if she had like, you know, she might text me something once every couple years or something. Like, she had a question for me a couple years ago. I'm like, why are you texting me? Like, what is this? So, but yeah, like, it's just different.
Yeah, like you maybe in high, like elementary school, like I'd met somebody like in fifth grade or something mm-hmm. like that, and then you know we got best friends through like middle school, yeah. high school, stuff like that. You know, went on vacation with me one time, all that kind of yeah. stuff. Made it up to like 22, 23, like basically when I went to college,
mm-hmm.
met yeah. him. He kind of like just grew in a different direction of like he wanted yeah. to drink all the time and he wanted to do, yeah. do that yeah. kind of part of life. And that was, I don't want to hang out at a bar all the yeah. time and do that kind of stuff. So mm-hmm. I wanted to just, you know, go a different path. And
mm-hmm.
we kind of got back together, like to, we're like not really the kind of friends we were.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah. still like we can talk and whatever. But,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. So. I had a friend that we were like best friends. She lived like right around the corner from me. In elementary school, but I got held back when I went to private school for the last 3 years of school. So she went to high school before me.
Okay.
And when she went to high school, we were still friends and we talked, but she was on that other level yeah. where I was still in the eighth grade and we kind of drifted. And then we started talking again my junior year of high school. We started talking again and she came to like see me off to prom and everything. But then the next year she got pregnant and she was once again on a way different level yeah. than I was. And so we kind of drifted, but we still follow each other. I follow her sisters on Facebook and yeah. we keep up and like I comment, like she had a little girl like a year or two ago and I loved the nursery she was picture. I'm like, oh my God, this is the cutest thing in the world. It had bunnies and like ballerina, but it was the cutest thing ever. But yeah, so it's like that stuff. It's like you keep up with them, but it's like you just kind of lost that thing that kept you friend. Mm-hmm. Like you lost that thing that mm-hmm. that you had in common.
Yeah, and they grew in two different directions.
So yeah, like, and it happens. You know. That's life. And I think as you grow up, you just kind of like
it just
realize drifts. That. Yeah. You just realize like I don't need to be your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I still consider this girl my friend,
yeah.
where she's just not my best friend in the whole world anymore.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, it's nothing like, oh, well, you did something to offend me, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I, as you were talking, I was really trying to think if there was any friends.
I don't think you've had any friends that you've fought with.
I'm not that type of person.
No, yes. You're not.
Where you could literally stab me physically in the back, and I'll be like, and I'll still dap you. But like that's about it. I don't know. I'm just not that type of person where I can. Like, you actually make fun of me for it. Like, I'll still have contacts in my phone, and they're like, why don't you delete that? I'm like, I'm just not that kind of person.
Yeah.
Where I just draw people.
Like, I used to. I don't do it as much anymore. But I used to like go through my friends list on Facebook and like delete people. Like I don't want to. Like either I don't remember them.
Yeah.
Or it's like nothing you're sharing on Facebook. Like not that I don't find them interesting. It's just that like it's not something I need to see on Facebook. I don't feel the need to keep up with you. I don't even remember knowing you.
Yeah.
We weren't that close. Like my friends in high school. Like I had friends on there that I'm just like. I was friends with you on Facebook because we were in high school and we were friends. But now that we go to a different school, like I realize we have nothing in common. I really don't feel the need to keep up with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I don't need that on my timeline when it's taking up room from people I want to keep up with.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah. And that's the thing. It's like we don't have as much time anymore.
Yeah.
You know what else I was thinking of when you this is, you know, going rewind way back in the conversation. But when we're talking about why we have more friends in high school than in work friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because we had way more going on, way more new stuff going on in high school. Like you're exploring more, you're playing sports, you got a new video game,
mm-hmm.
and now work
kind of set things up where they are.
And yeah,
because so they don't mess with that now. It's just like, oh, sorry, I'm not going to get a new hobby just because you got it or something.
Mm-hmm.
or like whenever I like catch up with you, like, oh, what's new? Everything's the same. Yeah. What about you, Adam? Everything's the same.
It's like the most boring thing. Like me and Lane text, it's like, go, anything I go on? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I had work this week. I edited this week. And look, it's Monday again. That's my life.
Yeah.
And like whenever a friend catches up with me, I don't want to flaunt games of groceries either. Like, just last week, we had on, this is coming. So yesterday we had Absolute Prodigy on, but the week before we had Adrian Hahn. Who was the CEO of Zombies Run.
Mm-hmm.
This week, actually, Maddie just answered me. Mr. Maddie Plays is going to come on. So my boy Maddie, I'm actually really excited about that. But yeah, no, like that's the other thing is that, no, ooh, that's another thing. Pin that at him. But that's the thing. I don't want to flaunt with people.
Yeah.
If someone catches up with me and something exciting happened in Games of Groceries, like Kevin, if you texted me saying, like, oh, what's new? Oh, well, you know, I just had
the CEO on. I had voice actress on.
I had Dan Hutton on. What's good? What's new with you, Kevin?
Nothing.
Just sitting around. But no, Yeah, no, like, I don't want to flaunt with people about things with games and groceries. I just keep saying, like, yeah, I'm still recording the podcast and still, like, I don't know. I just feel like it's not a flaunt. I understand it. I just feel like it is. You know what I mean? Uh-oh, my microphone!
Yeah, okay. I mean, if I really wanted to, you know, I can listen to games and groceries. Say, oh, he had this person on. Or
Yeah.
You know, I don't necessarily have to have you tell me about it because I could just find out myself. I really want
to. It's like, I had Adrian Hahn. It's like, I know.
I know. I listened to the episode. Yeah, what's your point?
You put it on the internet.
It's everywhere.
But speaking about Adrian Hahn, like, talk about friendships, right? I was talking to both of you about this. I just felt weird having Adrian on. This dude was super nice, by the way.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Super nice. But
recently we've had more guests that you talk to on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So it's like a different type of vibe. Like, you have a chemistry with the people, with other guests, because you talk to them for a while and you're friends and things like
that. Yeah, they're usually like, even with Dan Hutton, it was like, I talked with her before, you know, like, she's big money. Like, when I say big money, I mean like big deal. She's a lot of mucho.
No, money.
It's a big guest to have.
It's a big guest. Or even Mr. Maddie plays next week. Like, Maddie is just like, we text all the time. And it's just like, I'm not trying to flaunt that either. It's just
no, but I think I'm a little excited to see how you are, because when we had him on the first time,
we were just becoming friends.
Not even that, but you were still in that mode of like, oh my gosh, it's Maddie. Like, you were still a fan at that point. Like, it's not like you're not a fan of him anymore, but you're more friends now. So I'm curious to see how you act differently between the two different times having him.
But that's why it made me uncomfortable. Not uncomfortable. I shouldn't say that. It wasn't uncomfortable.
It
but
wasn't
with Adrian,
it was just a different vibe.
It was. Whereas, like, I'm excited to have Kevin on the podcast right now because we're boys.
Yeah. I'm so excited because we're gonna try and get Elaine on.
And that's the other thing.
It's I never had one of my friends on.
But I was even. But I was even talking about with Absolute Prodigy, which the episode just came out, and we were talking about afterwards, and it just felt like he even thought that that episode had
was
a different vibe.
Yeah.
And like I said, it had nothing to do with Adrian.
It was still a good episode. It was informational and interesting. It just was a different vibe.
Yeah,
it wasn't as
playful. He said, thank you for having me on, and like, man, it was so fun, and he was super polite, but I ended the call like, it's a different vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I can say the different vibes probably are, is like, one's kind of like almost like you're at a Comic-Con, you have like a panel.
Yeah.
You're asking this person questions, and it's just like,
that's what it felt like.
You want to know the answers. Whereas like Maddie plays and Absolute Prodigy, your friends, you're having a conversation.
Kevin. We're just having like
a conversation.
We're having another conversation. Because usually after the podcast, like with any of our guests, like, I'll talk, like, Marcus.
Oh, my gosh.
So, like, usually we'll just, like, talk for, like, half an hour afterwards. Like,
he stayed on for 3 hours after we were done recording.
Yeah,
I was in bed. Like, I was like, listen, I'm going to go lay in bed. I'll wait to go to sleep. I'm going to lay in bed. And at midnight, I was like, do you guys know it's midnight?
Because, like, me and Marcus haven't talked, like, since
the last time he was on the show.
Yeah. And even that, it was just kind of like we had stuff to do, so we couldn't catch up. Me and Kevin, like, you come to visit now again.
Yeah.
But we had whole stuff to, like, talk over, and we were talking about Star Wars Clone Wars and all this stuff. And like you said, Liz, like, you're just like, you know it's midnight, right? And I was just,
and,
like, laughing.
Adam was about, like, 9 or 10. Yeah, so when it was midnight, I'm like, does Adam know it's midnight?
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like, I like having friends on the podcast more. And that's why I don't try to get the big guest, like the big, except for one person, and he didn't email me back, but that's beyond the point.
Yeah,
but I usually go for people that I've already built a relationship with,
yeah,
and like I can talk with easily,
yeah,
versus somebody like Kevin. You actually nailed it right on the money right there, because like, it felt more like I was asking somebody on a panel than me just like on like in a round table, like, yo, what's up, boy, let's dap.
Is that like a new word now?
Dap with me.
No.
Come on, dap.
No.
Dap?
No.
Nope.
Dap?
Nope.
Dap? Mm-mm. Loki, come here.
Nope.
Dap with daddy.
Nope. He's asleep.
He's like, what?
He's like, no.
But
well, then you also have to kind of like think of questions to ask. You have to think of all this stuff.
Yeah, you have to
and
keep
like,
it in. You have to make it worth it.
Exactly, for their time, to make it worth their
Whereas
time.
Even the first time Maddie was on, you had been on his podcast, so you already had that, like,
we were already like building that relationship.
Like, you guys had talked, so we kind of knew who you were. You kind of knew more of who he was.
Yeah.
Outside of his podcast. So, like, it was still, you had that already.
And that's the other thing. It's like, that's you know what the best part about being Maddie's friend? No, I'm just kidding. Like, I was just saying the best part about it is that we don't really talk, and the friendship isn't about favors in terms of YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's what I never want. I don't want
to make... want it to be a business relationship. You want a genuine friendship.
You owe me, you know.
I hate networking. Yeah, like, that's the thing. It's like, I'm not networking with these people.
You just want to be their friend because you're you're a friendly, talkative person. You like to build relationships and have friendships.
Yeah. I don't want to go to friendships like, well, except for Kevin, but I don't like to go to friendships looking for favors.
Just me.
You served a purpose in college and then it happened to become a friendship.
That purpose was I was his wallet.
Kevin.
and his car.
And his transportation.
I was going to say, Kevin, how did we first meet?
Let's see. You broke your finger and had to take you to the hospital. Before you came to college, you broke your finger.
How many trips to the hospital
you
did you take me for?
You happened to get stuck with him as a roommate?
Yes. And apparently I snored too loud and he talked in his sleep, so our other roommate left.
Yeah. We were in a room with three people. It was
three of us.
It was about the... It was smaller than this studio.
Yeah,
I just think it's funny that Adam was just the annoying little freshman that you had to deal with.
Yeah. I broke my pinky. Help me.
Technically, I was a junior.
Yeah.
And he was a freshman.
Yeah.
Help me.
Like, you guys really shouldn't have worked as friends.
Yeah.
But it did.
Because you're 32 now. I'm 29.
Yeah,
so
we're only a couple years apart. But still, like.
But he was that, like, hyper little freshman. Like, yeah. And you're, like, excited. And you're just like, listen, dude, we're in college. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Plus, I was just transitioning out of Philly Adam into Christian Adam.
Christian Adam.
Because he got both sides. So I was trying to be playful, lovable, but he also saw me punch a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there was that. But so he got full spectrum.
Got everything.
But I also had to prevent Adam from murdering somebody one time.
That too. Yeah, that was the next year.
Oopsies.
Whoa. What'd you do?
Oh, damn.
Well, like, because I'm not used to anything being in front of me,
you're
like down here.
Stuff, yeah.
I bump my fingy.
Oh, his fingy.
But no, like, I don't like going to friendships looking for favors, especially now with Games and Groceries.
Yeah.
And I want people to know that like, you know, the people that come on the show, it's like, I'm not asking you to come on because, you know, oh man, this is big money here. But like, I like hearing their perspectives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like hearing, you've gotten this far in the industry. Can I like ask you some questions?
Yeah.
And then like, let's talk afterwards. Let's dap. Ah.
Yeah.
But
why is that a word?
I mean, plus it's like, even like you told me, it's like when you have a guest on, it's like you want to have like a topic to talk about, because if it's not like, if it's just like, oh, we're just going to talk about something, that's like, well,
yes.
That doesn't serve
talk
a
about?
Purpose.
Exactly.
Oh man. Like, I was telling Kevin this, that like, if you ever ask me to be a guest on Games and Groceries, but you follow up with like, you know, just to talk about video games, immediately I write you out.
Like, because that's not the point of our podcast. We don't just talk about video games. We
have like actual topics that you want to talk about.
Give me a topic and like we can work it out. And it really depends who you are, because I don't know, like, it's not, I don't want to be selective with the podcast, but at the same time, if I have to make it a professional, like,
if we just keep putting on our random friends.
Yeah, this podcast is all about the random friendships. It doesn't matter.
That's how I made it on.
Yeah. It's like,
but we never had you on Games and Groceries.
Exactly.
Because
I didn't mean, yes, I play Legend of Zelda, but it's basically the one thing I feel talk about.
Yeah.
So unless you need an expert opinion on Legend of Zelda,
right?
I'm
out otherwise, basically.
And that's the thing. That's why we designed What's the Biz, to just be goofy and silly, not professional. I don't really polish this. I don't really promote this. But Games and Groceries, I want it to be a portfolio of professionalism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when people, and I've gotten this so many times, you'd be surprised. Like, hey, can I come on your show? Let's just talk about video games.
No,
they will say that.
Come with a solid topic and then we'll talk.
Come with a topic.
It's part of the industry. Or talk about.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Like,
and why are you the person we should talk to about this?
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to say that like, oh, serve me. But at the same time, you have to understand that I'm trying to put out the best show, because people need to trust the show.
Exactly.
Whereas What's the Biz, it doesn't matter.
We don't want to waste our listeners' time.
Exactly. Yeah. No. It would be like me going on. It would be like me asking Joe Rogan. It's like, hey, man, can I come on your show? Talk about what? You know, just silly things.
Yeah.
It's like, well, who are you?
Yeah.
My name's Adam.
Or then it's also like the whole thing with like Joe Rogan. It's like, well, we come on and talk about Fear Factor. And it's just like, you know how many times I've talked about Fear Factor?
Fear Factor.
Not want to talk about that show ever again in my life. Yeah. Kind of thing. It's just like, and I was reading this article about like all these different interviews of like celebrities have had, and they're just like, when they just visibly get upset because someone asks a question they've already been asked like 1,000 times.
Yeah.
And it's just like, they want to be able to just have a real conversation with
somebody. They want to talk about what's current in their life, not something they did when they first started their career.
Yeah, or even when they answered like 10 different, it's only happened like a month ago, but 10 different people already asked the same question.
Exactly.
Yeah. So,
what guest did we have on that was just like, well, definitely with Sean Chandler. When he was on the show, he even gave me that advice, that saying, I don't like going on shows and talking about like, oh, what do you think about Star Wars movies? That's what I talk about all the time on my channel. That's why I brought him on. If you don't know who Sean Chandler is, Sean Chandler is a movie review channel. He has a channel called Sean Chandler Talks About. It's all about movies.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to bring him on. Like, what do you think about narratives in movies versus video games?
Yeah.
And so that was something new he could talk about.
Yeah.
But there's other people.
Even Dan Hutton, we tried not to talk about Life is Strange as much.
Not as much.
We are a very strong Life is Strange channel, exactly. So we did have to talk about it.
Yeah.
But we didn't make it all about her in Life is Strange. We wanted to talk about her current stuff, what she's doing.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Or even Limited Run Games. You know, Doug and Josh, you know, when they came on, I just wanted them to talk about something different. And I gave them three options.
Yeah.
You know, like, here's some options. But they ended up going with game preservation, which I wasn't surprised. Yeah. One of them was, can game collectors be minimalists? And they were just like, I don't think we can talk about that.
there goes half our fan base and there goes all our money.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just like, I understand.
Yeah.
But even that, like, I don't like bringing people on and just having them think that I only brought them on for their clout. I want to hear their perspectives.
Yeah.
Because they know more about it. They're experts on the topic.
Exactly.
But so we're only halfway through. But today we had a fun day.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Before this, we went to
another place in Pennsylvania.
Another place in Pennsylvania.
We went to this nice, cute little town.
Yeah.
It has like all of our favorite stores and stuff.
That's a restaurant and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
And we got, I got more loose leaf tea.
Yay, that's what you need.
And I got more coffee.
Yay, coffee.
I got organic coffee.
Yay.
Organic. But no, I did need actual loose leaf tea because I was drinking it from bag teas.
Such a snob. This is something that people need to understand about Adam, is that when Adam likes something, he is all in. Like, he becomes he becomes a snob in it. Like, you're a tea snob, you're a coffee snob, you're a beer snob,
no.
you're a total alcohol snob in general. But but when Adam likes something, he's all in. He wants to know everything about it. He wants to be he wants to be able to teach a subject on it.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how Adam is.
Oh, yeah. You were talking to Kevin and making fun of me right in front of me how I always go through phases.
Yes.
Well, that's just with what you say, what you, like, you know, when you're
like Adam
is
too phase. Like, he'll do anything with pirate. Like, if he's, like, on something, like, it'll be, like, he'll, like, just start talking like it and acting. It's so funny how Adam
Assassin's
goes through.
Creed was
even as a
hidden blades always in his jacket that were never there.
Like, Adam, even as an adult, goes through phases of things he, like, will constantly talk about and act like, because Adam's you're a very goofy person.
Yeah.
So when you go, like, you go through phases, that's weird. But, like, when something big is like that, you really like as pirates, like, you start talking like a pirate and you're, like, almost 30 years old. Like, you still do it.
Oh, so, what was my recent phase that I had?
Spider-Man. There's something more recent.
There was something way more recent that I was just like.
There's Viking.
Yeah, I think Viking. Probably because of.
Oh, wait,
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
My newest phase so far is the Flight Reacts video. With
the cow, the burger, and the
so there's a video
that
with
just happened yesterday. Like, this phase started yesterday.
No, I knew
Welcome
about it,
the
and then
phase.
I knew about it, and then I showed you it, and I'm like, that's actually funny. But it's this guy flights, and you know, he has a reaction channel, and he just watched random videos, and he saw horses eating hay, and he just says, like, I don't know why those cows eat up dried up grass. why not just have a nice cheeseburger? And I'm just like all over the place. Like, why are we eating this? We could have a nice cheeseburger.
I would love to have a nice cheeseburger. Let's go.
Yeah.
First thing you showed when I came in the place was this video.
Yeah. Nice cheeseburger.
But yeah, so
yeah.
You just go through phases.
I will actually say I'm probably almost the same way with like when I like find something I'm like interested in. Like,
yeah.
Well, I have to know everything about this now. So like when I got into comic books like maybe like five or 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
And I literally had to go out and buy every comic of every certain thing. And like I have to get back catalogs of all the old ones. And
yeah.
I have to have every single one. Now I have like 1,800 comics and I'm probably not interested in actually reading them. So now I just have a bunch of comics.
I wonder if it's like a Myers-Briggs thing.
Maybe, yeah.
Like I cannot tell you what my four letters are. I can't even tell you what the first thing is. It might be, I think I'm a J. I think the first thing I am is a J for judge.
It's E or I, and then
I know.
F or N. And then
I'm an advocate.
Yes.
Like every time I take it, I end up being an advocate.
Yeah.
I think it's
which
an
is like
INFJ.
The overall name. Yeah. The overall name of like the category.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think I'm an ENFP, I think.
ENFP. What's the N stand for again?
Who knows?
Yeah. I can't remember at the moment.
Yeah, I can't even tell you. I think I'm more I than anything. I don't think...
No, I think mine starts with an I. I think I'm an INFJ.
So
I
might be versus introvert is E versus I.
Yeah, so I'm definitely an
E. You
have
an E.
Yeah. And that's the thing is that, I don't know. It might have something to do with that.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Like, I personally, like, I get into things, but I've never felt the need to know everything. Like, even Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I see an article, I'm going to read it. But I don't feel the need to like go in and know everything and know every like I like sports and I like to watch it. I don't feel the need to know every player and all their stats and the history of it. Like I love baseball.
Oh, see, I don't either. Like I'm too lazy to know all of that.
But that's the thing. Like that's why it took me so long to get into sports because like when my family would watch sports, they talk about it and everything. I'm just like I just enjoy watching it and rooting for my team. But I don't know the name of every player or what position they play. Like I had a favorite player on. The Phillies when I was watching it
a lot. A player that you pay attention to and that's
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
But I don't feel the need to know every single player and their stats or what position they play. Like I don't need to know all that.
Yeah. And really
like,
even
I just
with
enjoy
the
watching it.
With the Sixers, like your favorite player is Embiid, and not because of his stats, but because he's just
so funny.
He's such like, a goofy
I go for,
guy.
That's the thing. I go for more personality one. Like I loved Mayberry Jr. John Mayberry Jr. was my favorite Phillies player, and I don't understand why they traded him after every save that he made for them.
Yeah.
Like we went to one summer of watching the Phillies. Like we went to 7 games that summer. Every game was saved by John Mayberry Jr. by making some sort of crazy home run at the end of the game.
Yeah.
And they traded him after that season. I was so mad. And I'm still mad. I'm always going to be mad about that.
And I'm sure a stat heavy nerd is going to be like, well, the reason why they traded him.
I'm like, you know, no. You don't understand. He saved every game. That's how I saw it.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like I've never, and we've talked about this before throughout years and stuff. Like I've never been that person to, like, get so in something. Like, I have things I enjoy doing and enjoy watching, but I don't feel the need to know everything about it. I don't research. I don't get into it. I'm like, I enjoy wine.
Yes.
And I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe try and do it every once in a while. Just see
I enjoy baking, but there are times where I try and make my own thing, but I have zero need to make my whole own recipe or have a whole cookbook or be known as the baker. Like, I just enjoy baking and I like when I do well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I don't want to boil it down to like, oh, it's just a guy thing. I don't think it is.
I don't think so.
I've met a lot of girls who will go all in, so it has to be something with like a Myers-Briggs personality kind of thing.
I think it's probably more extroverted.
It might be.
But you'd think that'd be a more introverted thing to like do all the research and know like that.
Well, I have introverted tendencies too, like
I'm all introverted.
That's the thing about me is that like I'm very extroverted and I tire myself out.
He's so extroverted that he loops back around to introvert.
Well,
you mean you like, mentioned the one time I think that you said you were a extroverted introvert and I'm an introverted extrovert. You know, like basically, you know, what are like the opposites? But like, you know, there's parts of us that are introverted and parts of us are extroverted. But
I'm just
enough on each side. You know that
I'm an introvert who enjoys going out.
Yeah.
But really, I like going to do things. I don't like going to talk to people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a, like, if a store is crowded, I would rather not go in that store.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I fear about myself. If I ever make it big, if I ever get famous, but like, honestly, if Games and Groceries goes somewhere and I become like just famous enough that I go to a convention and people come up to me, I will murder myself because I'm so extroverted, but I'll meet 100 people at that point. And in my head, I'm like, I'm going to die. But the other part of my mind is like, meet more people, meet more people.
But see, I think I would be okay with that. Mm-hmm. If with people coming up to me, because they're coming up to me to talk to me and who I am.
Yeah.
And it's not like a church where they expect me. Like,
yes.
People who are coming up to me because they're a fan of me know that I'm introverted, and they know not to take offense if I don't have anything to talk about.
Unlike
other places. If we were at a table and people were like in line to see us, it'd be different. One, I don't have to have a whole conversation with you basically because there's a line of people behind you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like I'd be okay with that. I would be tired at the end of the day.
Because I think there's an expectation that you're still a person.
Yeah.
Like you're entertaining, but like it's different from church work where they come up to you and they expect you to be perfect.
They expect me to be perfect and they expect me to have a conversation.
They have an expectation of you to be a certain thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Whereas you go to like this thing, people already know who you are.
Exactly.
They read what you've written. They, you know, things like that.
And it's like, I feel like it would exhaust me to be around that many people. Like after LA Retro, I'm exhausted because I've been around people all weekend.
See, for me, I'm just like, meet more people.
Yeah. So like I'd be exhausted, but I'd still enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'm still extremely introverted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like, I get me, so like, exhausted.
When I've been to New York Comic Con, like,
there's
just so many people. It's just like you can barely move and you just get tired from being around and being blocked by people.
Yeah.
Not as a convention. You
know. Yeah.
It's a New York convention.
Yeah. Like,
I remember
hundreds of thousands of people there.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in college, I would bring my friends, like, we would have our first week of school and then it'd be my birthday. So I'd bring my two friends home with me, but I would be so exhausted from bringing them home with me because I had to be the host.
Yeah.
All weekend. And I didn't get time off to relax. So, like, I remember one time after we got married, Lane came over and she stayed for, like, a whole week or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we were hanging out. And by the end of the week, I said to Adam, like, I miss you. Like, I've seen him every day, but I missed just being with him.
Yeah.
And I was tired from being a host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, yeah. It's just, like, I think I need to be an introvert sometimes. Like, I definitely need my alone time.
Yeah.
But I definitely get very cranky if I don't
have time to yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not like I can meet anybody. I want to just be like, you know, have just random small talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin, I don't know about you, but like I am a small talk fanatic. I love it.
Yeah. I mean,
I fear small talk.
I can do small talk with friends, but like small talk with random people.
Yeah.
Like my boss was out yesterday, but his son came in to wash the trucks and stuff. Cause my boss was like, oh, on a like hunting trip or something. But his son came in to wash the trucks. And it was just me in the office and his son over at the shop. But when I had to go over the shop, I'm like, don't talk. This kid is 17 and I'm terrified of him because I don't want to talk to him.
Yeah.
So I'm like sitting there terrified of talking to this 17-year-old kid.
That's the other thing. I don't want small talk with an expectation of anything more. Like being like in sales, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to make small talk and then having to transition it into sales.
Yeah.
I don't like that. I just want to have small talk for the sake of small talk.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like there is no like, so you're here to fix my computer.
Oh, I have a cringy.
I don't do computer
sales. I have a cringy small talk story.
Okay, go for it.
It's cringy for me because it was the worst. So in my office building, there's another office across the hall from us.
Yes.
And this guy, it's the only other office, I think, in our building.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy always tries to talk to me. And I will, like, run for my life when I see his van pulling up. I'm like, no, let me get in my office over here. Because he always wants to talk to me. And so the other day, he was coming out when I was going in. And he said hi and stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, nice weather. And
but
yeah,
you only do that once with me five times.
Yeah. So he was like, yeah, nice weather. My back was turned to him. Like, and he started talking again. I'm like, gonna go inside.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, literally, I was like almost at the door and he said something. I'm like, what? Like, my back is turned to you. Stop talking to me.
Yeah.
Can you not tell these conversations make me so anxious? Like, how can you be so oblivious?
I think that's the other art of small talk that you need to master to know when the conversation.
To stop.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, I will run into small talkers and there's always that cadence at the end. It's like,
okay,
well,
we're done now.
Or you like make the little body movements with like, oh, like start like you look like you're trying to move a little bit away. And
you got to read the body language.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just be like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's good to see. Nothing rude.
Yeah.
It's just like that's part of the art. That's part of the dance of
like,
small
I really
talk.
Appreciate people who realize I'm done talking to you. Like, watch me walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
But I've definitely come into contact with people who don't realize that I'm so insanely uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to talk to me when I'm trying to leave.
Yeah. And you just like start looking at your phone every once in a while or something where you're just like, I try and turn slowly, a little bit at a time.
I'll start turning out towards away from them. But like there are some people who just don't realize, like the guy, my back was fully towards him and he started talking to me again. I'm like, yeah, what are you doing?
We've all run into people like that.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah. No, I absolutely love small talk. And that's the thing. For me to love it, I also have to read people.
Yeah.
And just like I have to understand, like conversation over. It might have lasted 5 minutes. It could have lasted 20.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Small talk needs to last 30 minutes max.
Yeah.
Max. Depending like on that's where you like
are. If you're in the middle of the street, it should only be like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It depends. Yeah. I think it depends on where you are.
What is the, like? Let's talk about that for the last 15 or 10
church
minutes.
Is the only appropriate place to have it for half an hour.
Yeah, but like, what would you think is the max when it turns from small talk into a full on conversation?
I would say past 20 minutes.
I can agree to that.
Yeah,
20 minutes. Yeah, I think that's a clean. And once you get to 30 minutes, then you've reached conversation standpoints. Yeah. Like. Yeah. There was one time where I met somebody for coffee. We ended up talking for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, you meet. Yeah. When you meet for coffee, you're expected to.
You're planning to have a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like we met our, RA back in college and that was for like an hour and a half.
But yeah.
We met at a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's not like we ran into on the street and we talked for an hour and a half.
Exactly.
Like for me, small talk, it's like. Mm-hmm. It's when you are with, like, you don't know this person, really.
Yeah.
And you're just, like, having a short conversation, like, in church. Like, when someone's sitting next to you, which absolutely terrifies me. I hate that.
Yeah, because, like, there's this expectation of, like, oh, are we going to talk about theology? Or, like, what? Yeah.
Can I share my actual opinion with you, or should I just hide that?
Yeah, yeah.
Should
that's the
churchy talk, or should I do the not churchy
talk? Are you just
talking
to me to be nice? Like, we sat next to this one really nice couple, I think at Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was it that one we sat next to that older couple?
Yes. Yeah. And then, like,
that was very nice, and it was a nice conversation.
But, like, I was fresh off of being burned by a church.
Yeah.
And when he's just like, oh, so what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in between churches. He's like, oh yeah, like, what does that mean? I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, I was just
well, you didn't need to say it.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I was just like, listen, dude, I just like there's times where I can't do small talk.
Yeah,
but it's funny that you like brought up like churches and like church talk. That's the other art about small talk. Never bring up politics, not because you're afraid to, but just like then you kind of make it into a debate, not small talk. It's no longer small talk. It's transformed into either conversation, debate, or anything.
Yeah.
Because as soon as, you know, where we live, central Pennsylvania, very red state.
Yeah.
We are not red. We are green. But like you start a small talk. It's like, how about Trump? Huh? It's like, that's not small talk stuff.
Yeah.
You can't talk about, you know, politics. You can't be talking about religion. You can't be talking about anything like that turns into, and it's nothing wrong about it, but
hot button topic, as they call it.
Yeah. It's nothing wrong with talking about it. It's just that if the aim is small talk and you transform it into something else, it's no longer small talk.
You know what small talk gives me the most anxiety?
Huh?
Thinking about going to the hairdresser.
Yeah. Oh, because
especially at my hairdresser, because it's like they have like the blow dryer going and they're trying to talk to me. I'm like, I can't hear you.
Dentist.
And they don't.
Dentist. Yeah.
Like, why are you asking me a question? You have metal in my mouth. And then if I move my mouth, you're going to yell at me. So what are we doing here? But it's like when you're forced to say, like, I can't leave. You have scissors to my head.
I think I said this story on the podcast. I've said it many times. So I might have said it here. But there was one time in 2016 where I was getting a haircut in a very red area.
Yeah.
This is 2016, right before the election. And she's about to cut my hair. She's like, so, who are you voting for? And
which you're not supposed to ask.
Ever.
And so, like, I'm trying to get into the small talk version. So I'm just like, oh, you know, I don't know. And she's like, pardon?
Yeah.
And she talks.
Like, she's making you answer this question.
Yeah.
With scissors in hand, very sharp scissors, she starts telling me, for a clean 45 minutes, with no one else is in the shop, by the way, one else is in the shop, of why Trump is going to be the best president. And I am just listening because I'm like, I'm just nodding my head like, yes.
Yeah.
Because I am the only person. There is no witnesses. She has very sharp scissors.
Yeah.
I am in a very red state. And I'm just like, but Jill Stein, though. It's just like, I'm not about to say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's like once you make it something, a hot button then the aim isn't small talk. Mm-hmm. Now the aim is debate and conversation.
Mm-hmm. But, and sometimes it's literally just so that you can just talk. I mean, like, they're just going to talk and talk and talk about whatever topic it is. And they don't want your opinion.
That's
they
what just I love. When people just want to talk. Like, when you meet a talker, you're like, oh, this is exhausting.
Yeah. Especially when you're a listener usually. And then, but usually you can have some sort of conversation. Yeah. But if someone just talks the entire time.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
That's the thing with me and Adam, though. Like, Adam will stand in the store and just talk to strangers. And I'll, like, usually I'll be like, oh, I'm not going to go over there. He's talking to someone. Because if I go over, I know Adam will be like, oh, yeah. Like, I don't want to stop you from being who you are.
Right.
So usually once we split up in stores, if I see you talking to someone, I'm like, all right, I'll stay away. Because if I go up to you and I'm standing there, you'll feel like you need to stop your conversation. Mm-hmm. After I've been in the store for like 45 minutes, I'm like, all right, it's time to go in. Like, yeah. I like strategically plan to stop you in your conversation and be like, all right, it's been long enough. Let's go.
And that's what I thrive in. I thrive on that small
talk. You thrive at Marshall's.
Yes.
Adam is always making friends in Marshall's. One specific one near our college campus. He always makes a friend there. I don't know what it is about that Marshall's that, like, it's like God blessing you with another friend.
Yeah. Because, like, they'll start the conversation and I'll be like, you don't even know who I am. But
you don't know what you just did.
Let's do this. But,
like, he's walked out of that Marshall's with a number. Every time.
Yeah.
Like, if you were single, that would be, like, your club almost. Like, yeah. You would go to Marshall's to meet girls.
Hey there. My name's
Nice
Adam.
Yoga pants. Oh, those candles.
Nice linens.
Those candles smell great, don't they?
Yeah. But, like, no, like, and that's where I thrive in. If there's no aim, if I don't have to transition it into sales, into about games and groceries, if it's just that's it, just small talk. If I'm not there to fix somebody's computer, it's just small talk. Dude, I'm all game. I would win the gold medal for our country if it was in the Olympics. But
then there would be a purpose behind it, so you wouldn't.
Oh, dang it. Yeah, you're right.
I know.
Like, I'm not even being like, oh,
you'd be
dang
forced,
it. But
you'd be forced to have a small talk, which means there'd be pressure.
Yeah, no, that's actually true. So
no,
I
wouldn't.
So I would.
Small you're talk a casual not. Small talker.
I'm definitely that casual small
you're
talker.
You're a hobby small talker.
Yeah, if you ever meet me in a store, like ever, you just start a topic like what's the biz? That's why I thrive in what's the biz is because we just talk
go.
About it. I just go. Let's go.
I thrive because
so
it's
Adam
with
will
people
not be representing our country at 2021 Olympics for
small
talk.
For small talking. Maybe for skateboarding. But maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, like I compete with Nia Houston. But like I just thrive in that. So coming up in the last few minutes of this, but this has been good. And Kevin, you're gonna be listening to more What's the Biz episodes, right?
Of course, all the time now.
All the time.
Gonna be a regular subscriber and listener.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's the other thing. I don't get offended when my friends don't watch my content. It's like, it's not your content then.
Yeah.
If my friends find me, it's like, oh man, this is really good. Cool. Yeah.
Like, I don't get offended. My family and friends don't listen to Games and Groceries because none of them are gamers.
Yeah.
Like, I would not expect you to listen to something that you have zero interest in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't talk about groceries either. So then you haven't
done. There was no groceries in that.
Like, no groceries.
That's the thing. Just like, I don't get offended.
Like, if you want to keep up with my life, you can listen to What's Biz.
Yeah.
But Games and Groceries, I don't expect everyone to listen to because no one I know is gamers.
Yeah. But Kevin, did you have fun with What's the Biz?
Of course I did.
Yeah.
It was good small talk.
It was good. It was great small talk.
It wasn't that bad.
No.
You were a little nervous going in.
I mean, definitely was because I know I did the one thing with like the question of the week thing or whatever the one time.
Yes.
Yeah. Being on video is different, a lot different than being on audio.
Yeah.
Just no one can see me.
Well, like that's why I like What's the Biz is that
it's so low maintenance.
Yeah. I probably will never have this on video because it's just pop on. Hit record. Just go.
I've done this in my pajamas with no makeup on.
Yeah.
So easy.
It's nice.
Easy to edit.
Games and Groceries has become such a production to do that I wanted a break and just like, what's the biz? It's just, I don't promote this unless it's on Games and Groceries. Like, hey, check out What's the Biz if you want to.
And that's it.
I have an Instagram for this. What's the _biz? I'll like post some things.
Yeah.
But for the most part, this is like just so low maintenance and it's like a bonus episode.
Yeah.
We bring our friends like Kevin.
And hopefully Lane next week.
Hopefully we can get Lane on it.
I think we'll get Lane. Here's the thing about Lane, though. When she comes on, I'll be just like, hi, welcome to What's the Biz. I'll be leaving the episode.
And this is me and Lane. I don't even know what we would talk about.
He will be the moderator.
We didn't know what we... Yeah.
Moderator, just making sure the sort of conversation keeps
up. It's like, okay, keeping going. Well, we don't know what we were talking about today.
That's true.
Like, that's the thing. It's
that's
just
the
like,
best part about What's the Biz.
Yeah, we it's just go
magic,
on.
It's the magic of What's the Biz. We just always find something.
Yeah.
We went from raunchy movies to comedies.
Tabletop games. Yeah. Video games.
And then friends and small... It's weird.
Yeah.
This is a weird show.
That's the thing, yeah. It's just
things just happen on this show.
Things just happen.
Yeah.
But if you ever want to ask us anything like that you want us to talk about in the podcast.
Yeah. Like give us a starting point. Give us a jumping off point.
We have
it. You not stay there.
Yeah. No promises that we'll stay on that topic the whole time, but we'll jump off with it.
But we have an email, askadamandliz@gmail.com. We're on Twitter. I'm at Ace the Grocer.
And I'm at Journey First.
So definitely, you know, hit us up with some topics or, you know, DM us on Instagram. What's the underscore biz? And yeah, I mean, just, you know, give us
that's
any topics.
About it.
I don't really care. Like you can give, I mean, there are some limits, you know, it's like talk about religion the whole time. It's like, how about
let's talk about Trump.
Or not. Yeah. It's like you aim at me like, why don't you talk about Trump? I'm like, why don't you go away? But
I have scissors.
Hi, talk about Trump. I will have scissors. Oh no, it's that lady. That was the weirdest part. Like even just setting it up, it was in her basement of her home, and
that's actually pretty common.
Well, like that's the thing. I was alone in her basement in her home. She turns on the Christian radio station and she's like, she's not dancing to it, but
she's like
grooving
to it.
Yeah, she's like grooving to it. And then she starts clipping one hair. It's like, so who are you voting for? And that's the setup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
it's
God.
The beginning of a horror movie.
What has happened?
She is grooving to Christian radio. I'm in her basement. She's got her scissors in hand and she's trying to get me to agree that Trump will be the best president. I'm like,
Like, keep talking.
I'm one, but I couldn't even reach for my phone. Like,
yeah, because it's under the cape. And you're
it's under the cape. Yeah, I was under the like a weighted cape too. I'm like, so I better stop before I bump into my microphone one more time. But yeah, Kevin, thank you for coming on.
Yeah,
anytime
that you're here. Anyway,
yeah.
Skype me and it's fine.
Skype. Because that was what we did. For most of our guests now. But
yeah.
We thank you for listening. It was the Viz. I can't get close to the microphone because I got a screen in front of me. Uh-oh, it's dropping.
Stop playing with things.
Okay, thank you for watching What's the Viz. I mean, not watching.
Listening to What's the Viz.
I'm sweating. But yeah, we thank you for listening to What's the Biz. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram, @_biz, and definitely follow us on Twitter, @AceTheGrocer and @JourneyFirst. And with all that said and done, we'll see you in the next episode. Remember that God values you so, so much, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.
Bye.